but you'll never find another like me. There's no question there is only one Taylor Swift, and there is now a new course focusing on Taylor Swift and really her influence in so many different ways because of her career and what she stands for, and I would say even the role model that she has become for the next generation of children. And so we have here a professor with Quinnipiac University exploring the cultural impact of Taylor Swift in this brand new course at Quinnipiac University. Professor Ari Perez is here to tell us all about it. Professor Perez, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? This is such a fun story. I love this. First of all, are you a Swiftie?
Yes, ma'am. I became one in 2009. I sat down. I listened to Fearless, the album, and it just changed my life.
Okay, so you're a Swiftie. So I'm going to confess to you, but this is not a knock at all. I really respect Taylor Swift. I really, really do. And I think her music is very, very catchy. I'm just kind of an old soul. A lot of times I feel like I am an 80-year-old stuck in a 34-year-old's body. So I'm not a Swiftie. Like I'm not a Swiftie, but I do very much respect her and I like her music. I mean, you cannot deny. It's like people who say that Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback of all time, even though they're not a Patriots fan. I mean, it's ridiculous. When you look at the success that Taylor Swift has, you can't deny that she's got unbelievable influence. And so I very much respect her, but I will confess I'm not a Swiftie, but I think this is a cool story. It's very neat.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, I also feel like an 80-year-old in a 30-year-old body. I always say you're only as old as you feel, and I feel 83. And, you know, I think Taylor Swift fandom has representation through all the age groups. So
yeah,
it's okay if you're not a Swiftie, you know, like it's not for everybody. I understand, but I agree with you. She's just such an influential person. She has had such an huge impact on American culture and economy and even worldwide right now with the Eras Tour. I think she's a very worthy subject to study.
So this is an interesting, I think, course that you're going to be offering, and I'd love for you to dive into it. But I first, Professor Perez, I want to ask this. You're an associate professor of civil engineering. So, you know, a lot of times when people hear engineering, I don't know if there is a correlation between engineering and pop superstar Taylor Swift. So is there a connection there, or is it that you're like, I love Taylor Swift. I've been studying her and I would love to do like a fun course at Quinnipiac University.
Oh, it's definitely the second one.
Okay.
So there is a very small connection.
Okay.
As part of my civil engineering classes, I teach a class on slope stability. And Taylor Swift on her album Red has a song called Treacherous in which she talks about a slope being treacherous.
That's a real stretch.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, I know. You should ask my students how much they bring it up and how much their eyes roll.
Oh, you're funny.
But besides that, yeah, it is just, you know, I've always thought that Taylor Swift is such an influential person. I've been following her for 15 years. About 2-3 years ago, classes started popping up, right? So Professor Stephanie Burt at Harvard started the big craze. There's been classes at NYU, at Stanford, and I just thought that this would be a good subject to bring at Quinnipiac. My class is actually in the Women and Gender Studies program, so not housing engineering.
Oh, okay. I think it's neat. Like you said, I've noticed in the last couple of years that Taylor Swift being a subject of studying basically a course that's offered at colleges, you know, like you said, I mean, Ivy League schools have started doing this. So I think this is really neat. Is Quinnipiac the first college in Connecticut to do a Taylor Swift course?
Yes.
I think so.
I tried to look up as many of the classes of Taylor Swift as I could. I haven't found another one in Connecticut. You know, if somebody has done this before, I am very open to be proven wrong. My favorite philosopher says, I'm always looking the truth. It can never hurt me. There are a handful of them just across the border in Massachusetts. There was one in NYU, but I haven't found any in Connecticut yet. So
I haven't either. No, I think
I
you're the first.
Yeah, I think you're very excited.
I think it's very exciting. Now, I have to ask you this, Professor Perez, because I remember when there was like a wait list for people. It was only an in-person class at Harvard, and then they made it virtual where people all across the country were now trying to take this course. Did you ever take a Taylor Swift course?
I did not, although, you know, when I was preparing the class, and this is the process that I was telling you of looking at other classes that have been offered, I did communicate with a few other instructors and other professors to figure out what they were doing and kind of really get an idea of how people were looking at it. So I got some emails, exchanges with Professor Burt at Harvard, with Catherine Fairfield at Northeastern, with Cleo Doyle over the pond at King's College, with the faculty at UK, University of Kansas. And so I got some conversations, but I've never taken one of the classes.
I think that's even more exciting. So, because I don't know, I'm the kind of person, Professor Perez, that I love to, when I go on vacation, I don't like to research the hotel or the surrounding area. Mm-hmm. I don't like to do it. I always love to see what is going to happen, even if, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't expect this, or oh, I would have been good if I had booked something. I always like the element of surprise and just sort of like feeling through the good, the bad, and the in between. So I kind of love the fact that you haven't taken any of these courses. You're just like, hey, I feel like I know this, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to see where it goes. I think that's neat. It's very cool.
You know, I really took advantage that women and gender studies is like a very interdisciplinary field, which involves the humanities, the social sciences, the arts, and everything. And so I'm taking a very interdisciplinary blend with my class. I actually had a podcast that is a companion to the class where I've interviewed, or I'm interviewing right now, 13 different faculty at QU from 13 different fields to get a sense of how Taylor Swift has impacted their field of study. So we have somebody from sociology, somebody from business, somebody from sports journalism, somebody from political science, just so that every unit we can look at Taylor's work and impact on a particular field and really take a holistic approach to the class instead of just focusing on one theme.
I think this is so exciting, especially for people who are Swifties out there or people who are just really curious. Like I said, I'm not what you'd call a Swiftie, but I am very fascinated by Taylor Swift. I am very, I'm floored, honestly, by what she has been able to accomplish. And especially in these last couple of years, it's just, to me, it's mind-blowing and all in a good way. I'm very fascinated by her. And so I think this would be a course that a lot of people would be interested in. Maybe that's why I can't be a Swiftie. I really respect Taylor Swift. But, you know, I got to tell you, Professor Perez, growing up with the last name Sheketoff, I feel like I could have definitely taken like just a little bit of credit for how she came up with Shake It Off. Like, it was based off my last name. I mean, she never told you that. I don't know if that's in your course this year, but Shake It Off is based off
of my last
name.
No, but now it might be.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, it's just even like a little small like credit. I don't have to get any money or, you know, awards or anything.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Not once has she said, you know, like, hey, and thanks again, Melissa, for letting me use your last name to have a major hit. I don't know. Shake It Off. Come on. I don't know.
You know, it's funny because a lot of about being a Swiftie is about coming up with your own theories and trying to like defend them with evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
And my
so
craziest
true.
One is I'm sure you've heard the song Blank Space, and it has like a little pen sound on it. I am absolutely certain that in the original version, it's a clicky top, but in the Taylor version, it's a twisty bottom. Mm. I have no proof, but I also have no doubts.
I love that. Yeah, I have to say, as an investigative journalist, I am so impressed with Swifties. They uncover things that I'm like, what? I mean, it's wild. Y'all are really good at what you do. I don't know. The connection between Taylor Swift and her fans, I don't know if I've ever seen that. And I mean, I grew up in the 90s. I'm a 90s girl through and through. And right. So, I mean, we were in the era of like, you know, were you a Backstreet Boy or were you an NSYNC fan? Mm-hmm. And it was like, you never crossed that line. You didn't cross promote those guys. It was like, you're either one or the other. I mean, we went to war for those guys. But Taylor Swift is like another level. Swifties are another level.
Right. And, you know, that is one of the things we talk about in her class. I think one of the things that really has allowed Taylor to achieve such success is that she is so deliberate in her work and she works so hard, right? And so her fan engagement, I am sure she loves engaging with us Swifties, but I think it's also a smart business decision, right? That's how you keep people coming back. And in the very early days, she would stand for hours signing autographs. She would go on Tumblr. She would like work her own MySpace page just to get that fan base built and off the ground. That And I think that's one of the great things that she has done that's really helped to her success.
So it's interesting. We're talking about Taylor Swift because Professor Ari Perez, who is here this morning, is going to start a new course at Quinnipiac University. It is a brand new course all about Taylor Swift. It's going to be offered this summer. It is a 3-credit course covering Taylor Swift's rise to fame, her artistic evolution, her impact on society, certainly from her career. Let's talk about some of the key topics you're going to be talking about, Professor Perez, and why you felt this was necessary to include in the course being offered this summer.
Yeah, for sure. Like I was telling you, we are taking a very interdisciplinary approach. So over the course of 13 units, you know, with Taylor Swift, everything has to be 13. We're going to be looking at 13 different fields. So we're going to look at women and gender studies, music, English, film and media, business, legal studies, sociology, mental health, conspiracy theories, sports journalism, and political science. And we're going to have a couple of bookends there to really, you know, evaluate everything holistically. And one of the things I wanted to really talk about in the course is how Taylor's work has impacted so many people across so many ways. You know, you really don't think that a singer is going to have a huge impact in the legal world, but then we see her phone conversation with Kanye, you know, that whole debacle and how a lot of people really found out, including me, that depending state to state, the laws can really change. You know, we tend to think of American law as one monolithic thing, but there are federal law, there is state law, and a lot of the law that actually impacts our day-to-day life is based on state, which means it really matters where you live. We look at sports journalism. You know, there was very little overlap between Taylor Swift and sports until she started dating Travis Kelce last year. And now all of a sudden there's a lot of coverage and there's a lot of activity there. And it's really interesting to see how the coverage of Taylor Swift is different than like Madonna when she was dating A-Rod or the Wags, you know, the wives and girlfriends of the 2006 English World Cup team. And so through all of these topics, we get a chance to really delve into scholarly literature. There's been a fair amount of research published on Taylor and also a lot of the journalism that's been produced.
I'm so glad that you're touching on the sports journalism. And the reason I say that is because, again, I say this as a non-Swifty, but I could not understand the amount of hate this girl got from people who just don't like her in the NFL. I mean, obviously, it brought a whole generation of kids into liking football, and certainly the female listeners, you know, and the female viewers, I should say, that went up substantially. So, I mean, that's a good thing. But I think the amount of people, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, listen, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. However, I don't understand. I can remember the days when the Spice Girls, was it Posh Spice, you know, who married David Beckham?
Posh,
I mean, she was at every, you know, all the games, and I remember the team kind of felt like she could have been a distraction, but there was nothing from the fan base. I mean, you never heard anything from the fan base. It was like, oh, how cute. David Beckham's girlfriend, who's a Spice Girl, is here. This is awesome. And again, it was the same kind of thing. You brought girls into liking more soccer because they love the Spice Girls. And so I don't understand that. I mean, even as I'm a hockey fan, there is nothing I love more than when I see my Boston Bruins go over to the side of the ice and see their wives and their babies wearing their jerseys and stuff. I just think there's something human about them. Like they kind of, you see them in a real light, not in a professional athlete, I guess, light for a second. I think that's very neat. So I don't understand that. So I'm glad you're going to be touching on that. Here's my question for you. Is this only for Quinnipiac students, or will there, if it's not this summer, will there in future be an opportunity for if people wanted to enroll in this course? Because I think it's going to be popular. I don't know what you think, Professor Perez, but I think it's going to be a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, so right now I have a full section. I actually have a student from the University of Michigan that's already attending the class. I don't know how she found out, but I'm very excited to have somebody outside of Quinnipiac community. I think if the class runs again and, you know, I want to see how it goes the first time before making any decisions. But right now, our tentative plan would be to offer it spring next year, that it would be open to any Quinnipiac students or anybody that wants to take it as a non-degree seeking student. So anybody that would be interested in finding out one of the things, you know, some of the things we're talking about, reading some research, some scholarly peer-reviewed research about Taylor and really having these in-depth discussions about Taylor's impact, could be able to take it. I know I mentioned this up top, but as part of the class, I'm putting together the podcast with 13 of my colleagues at QU, and that's open to the public. So if you want to go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and look for What Are Taylor Swift Studies Anyways, you can already get a taste of it. And if you really like that, then please check us back up again in the spring so you can see if the class is open.
That's really neat. Well, Professor Perez, I want to thank you for, I want to say, going outside the box and offering something and really modernizing education, because I think this is, whether you are a Swiftie or you're not, I think it is of interest for the general population. And I can imagine how popular it's going to be at Quinnipiac University. So I appreciate you wanting to step outside maybe the comfort zone a little bit and do something like this and offer this, and for sharing all the details here on WACC. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, you know, I'm really excited to teach this class. One of the things that people ask is, why Taylor Swift? And you know, when you look at college classes, sometimes you focus on the content. When I teach foundation design, it's all about foundations. But sometimes it's about the process and, you know, doing interdisciplinary research, having critical thinking, you know, writing effectively, having good communication skills, being able to assess the literature and critically review sources. Those are skills that you can do with any topic, whether it's Shakespeare or history or Taylor Swift. And so why not have something that the students already like and are interested in so that we can really practice these transferable skills?
Makes a lot of sense. Professor Perez, thank you so much. Good luck this summer. I can't wait to hear how things go.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful summer as well. A non-cruel summer.
Oh, I love it. I was going to say, you have to end with a Taylor Swift lyric. Come on now. I love that. I love it. Professor Perez, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Of Quinnipiac University right here on WICC.